G'day, welcome. It's the Geeks of Doom Roundup, where we talk a little about movies, music, what's going on at geeksofdoom.com, and what's coming up on the podcast, Social Blend, and The Drill Down. My name is Greg Davies, also known as CGT2099, and I'm here with Andy Sorsini, also known as Mr. Baby Man. And Dillygaff to you, Andy. How are you doing?
I'm good. Dillygaff to you as well. It's been a little while. We took a little bit of a hiatus.
Yeah, a little bit of a break, but partially my fault because I was so bloody sick the last couple of weeks. So I got, I was infected, but not with the zombie virus.
Oh my goodness!
Get to that in a little while. I had a nasty cold. The doctor told me to not go back to work for a week.
Really?
Yeah, I was locked up in my house for a week.
You were quarantined.
Yeah, pretty much. So, but anyway, and I get out of the house and go back to work, and what happens? We've got a zombie apocalypse happening in Florida at the moment.
Yeah, people eating other people's faces off.
Yeah, so anyway, we talked about that on Social Blend, and we're going to talk a little bit about that during this episode of the Roundup as well. But of course, we always jump around a little bit, and we talk about give you a bit of a tidbit of what's coming up in the movies. What trailers have come out, and so on and so forth. And sticking with the theme a little bit, but not necessarily about the undead. Andy, you've got a trailer that I only just saw myself, and I got to say, it looks awesome.
Yeah, it looks great. I guess the theme would be people taking a stand against invaders from the outside. Unhuman like invaders from the outside.
Monsters.
If you wanted to tie in kind of a theme there, and the movie is called The Watch. It used to be called Neighborhood Watch, but then there was some real life ugliness in a neighborhood involving a Neighborhood Watch type person and
an alien.
And a kid carrying some Skittles and a drink, and a soft drink, apparently. And
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, the Trayvon Martin issue.
Who?
Ah.
I'm digging a hole, mate. I'm getting deeper and deeper.
This is what happens when you work with someone who is not necessarily from this country. So
No. I'm fully aware of what I was being facetious about the whole thing, and it's been a contentious issue.
Yes.
At least being put forward as a contentious issue in the media, and but so it's unfortunate that the price of art has to be sacrificed.
Yeah.
For those who get offended.
They actually, that's the reason why they changed the name of this movie from Neighborhood Watch to The Watch. Lest you think it's about some timepiece that you wear on your wrist, this is actually a movie about a suburban neighborhood watch group that serves as a front for dads to get some male bonding time away from their families, and then they find themselves in over their head when they uncover a plot to destroy, an extraterrestrial plot to destroy the world. And this has just got this killer cast here, comedy cast. Jonah Hill, Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn, and a name that some people here in the States may not be familiar with, Richard Ayoade. And he is best known overseas as being a third of the comedy trio from the series The IT Crowd, which if you have not seen, I highly recommend it. I think it's funnier than any of the other geek-related TV series that are on currently on, like the Big Bang Theory and what was the other one that was like that was Chuck, or there are a couple other shows that are kind of in the same vein, but I think the IT Crowd really is light years above any of those.
They were the first.
They were arguably the first. Yes, for sure. And Matt Berry is also part of that lineup too, which is hilarious. He's a hilarious guy too, and I hope to see him invade more U.S. pictures. Anyway, without further ado, let's take a listen to the trailer for The Watch, directed by I don't know who this is directed by, actually. Directed by Akiva Schaffer.
And written by Seth Rogen.
Yes. So let's take a listen to this.
There is an alien invasion happening.
They're among us.
That's why I founded the Neighborhood Watch.
Any one of these people could be an alien.
Check her out.
It's like she's studying some new discovery.
Should I put it in my flavor snout?
Wait a second, I've seen this stuff before.
Had he just won a Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Award?
Here we go. Jackets for the watch.
Tiger with wings.
A tiger, flames, and wings all in the same logo. It's like the Chinese symbol for shut up and dance.
Franklin, what are you doing? Who are these people?
Damn it, Mom, stay out of my room!
I'm sorry, Mima. I was trying to impress my friends. I was trying to be a big man. I love you.
Shh.
I have this one scenario in my mind. Sexy Asian housewife alone at night. Best call the watch. And then, she sucks.
Okay, well...
I'm also interested in that happening to me.
We're not going to let Glenview be ground zero for some alien invasion.
We can't trust anyone.
Look at his face.
Look at my face.
Look at his face and listen to me.
Look at him and listen to me.
Look at me.
Look at me.
Look at him and understand me. Look at both of us, but understand no one. Listen to my words and hear his face. I found something.
Nobody touches this ball until we figure out what it is.
Whoa! Jeez!
That's
all
terrible for the
place.
Cow, but this thing's awesome.
If first thing in war is lost, it's innocence.
Yeah! Anything from outer space, kill it.
Die! Die!
This thing's a goner for sure.
Snapper with the lizard man.
Here we go. Oh, that looks good.
So that was an amazing trailer, I think. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm looking forward to when that movie comes out and it looks hilarious and action packed in the same kind of tradition as movies like, you know, that equally blend action and comedy and action slash horror and comedy like Ghostbusters Ghostbusters is the prime example right there. So that kind of reminds me a little bit of that in a way.
Reminds me a bit of Shaun of the Dead, but with aliens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I can't wait to see how... I'm actually curious to see how American audiences take to Richard Iodad, because he's funny as hell.
Oh, he's hilarious. He made himself in that original IT Crowd series.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just a fantastic series that I'd highly recommend everyone check out, especially if you're right into the geek culture thing. I mean, if you like... some of the stuff that we'd mentioned earlier, like the Big Bang Theory, you're absolutely going to love the IT Crowd.
Yep, yep, for sure.
This is about an impending apocalypse that's fictional.
Yes. Yes. Much like other impending fictional apocalypses that we could mention. I wish there was some sort of concrete example that you could relate to us.
Well, there is the case of the guy in Florida that ate somebody's face off.
Oh, my goodness. Tasty.
So, yes, indeed. And it's actually been an interesting couple of weeks. It's in terms of more so a look into the phenomena of the human mind and how humans are able to link together coincidences. And see a pattern that's not actually there. I mean, crazy shit happens every day.
Yeah,
and you know, this case of the gentleman in Florida that was whacked out on some form of designer drug and decided to cannibalize a dude's face is most definitely a rare occurrence in the United States of America, but just the grotesque nature of the story has captivated the internet, not to mention how it the event itself compares to events that have been depicted in movies about zombies. And so the result of the that particular incident has been a group of individuals on the internet noticing this comparison with zombies, and quite in a fascinating yet also retarded manner, linking together all these other stories in Florida and Georgia and Maryland and Canada that seem to indicate that the zombie apocalypse is not only upon us, we're already in it. And so just in the event that they are right and we are wrong, we've decided to prepare you for the zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
Today. With a song from Anthrax. This is the newly reunited Anthrax with the original lead singer. Well, not original, may I say, but the most remembered lead singer, Joey Belladonna, who was with the band during the 1980s. This is a song that they've included on their most recent release, which is perhaps one of the best albums that they've put out in some years, I will add. The album's called Worship Music, and the song is about a zombie apocalypse. And it just is a perfect soundtrack for that particular scenario. And the song is called Fight 'Em Till You Can't. Check it out.
City authorities in your area have reported that the bodies of the dead are rising from their graves and attacking the living.
Little snippet of Anthrax, Fight 'Em Till You Can't.
And if that doesn't get you psyched up to go out and kick some zombie ass, nothing will.
I like the title of this album because it's got like a double meaning, obviously, because it's worship music, or is it a noun or is it a verb?
Yeah, it's obviously deliberate, and it's actually a very good album. If you're a casual fan of metal and you don't mind a bit of Anthrax every now and again, I highly recommend you check it out because it's got some of the strongest material that they've released in quite some time. And it's definitely a return to form for the band.
You know, I will tell you why I have not been freaking out over any of the recent reports of zombie-like activity over the last few weeks. And that is because none of these reports, like, all of them lack one of the basic tenets of zombification in that in any of these reports, nobody has actually been dead and has come back to life from the dead.
Right. The idea of a zombie apocalypse is that it's something that is something that can propagate itself. In this instance, it seems to be that the people that are being arrested for very violent and self-mutilating or cannibalistic behavior, it's due to them being under the influence of a designer drug, which I believe is called MDPV. I was doing some research on it recently.
We discussed this thing
on Social Blend last week, and it's been nicknamed bath salts by people who are confused by it because back in the day when it was imported, people used to hide it and label it as bath salts.
So it's really not a street name for it.
When it's kind of evolved from a misunderstanding of what it is, but. There's a few interesting YouTube videos out there that show a couple of young kids on the drug being arrested by police, and you know, you get to see them off their heads, and it really is quite bizarre and frightening to see. It's very much like someone is on a very bad trip, or it's almost like they're on PCP or something
Wow.
like that. It's very, very
Holy
strange.
Smokes.
So it will only propagate as far as those people who wish to take bad doses of the drug, I suppose.
Wow. Well, I don't need to have a bad trip, so I'll probably be passing on the MDPV or whatever it is.
Yeah, just avoid anyone that's on it.
It's like the stories I used to hear about salvia. Actually, I think I saw a video of somebody who had just smoked salvia, and then he leapt right out of his window, squeezed himself past the Venetian blinds and broke the window and leapt right out. He was okay; he was on the first floor, but it was a bad trip for that guy as well. So, So don't do drugs, kids.
Just not the bad ones anyway.
Right. So what comes up next on our syllabus?
Let me continue with the theme because I grabbed a couple of stories from Geeks of Doom in relation to zombies because of just going with the theme I've been going with this week. And the first thing I wanted to mention was that as part of the theme, I did a Netflix streaming review for an interesting movie known as Zombies, otherwise titled Wasting Away, which is it's an interesting little film. It's fans of bad B-grade horror films will love this film because it is a parody of that. But the concept behind Zombies is that it's told from the perspective of the zombies themselves rather than the humans. And basically, the characters are very confused as to why they feel so differently and why they're able to take shotgun blasts to the gut. So they begin to think that they're super soldiers and they can't figure out why all of humanity is speeding up around them and talking really fast because they're moving slow like zombies. It's quite amusing. And so I put a review up about that, and there was a link to the Netflix streaming page for that if you're a member of Netflix, and you can check that out. Additionally, on the topic of music, there was an interesting post by Obvious Zombie at Geeks of Doom for a cheap MP3 album deal at Amazon.com called Music for the Zombie Apocalypse, which kind of suits with the whole events that are going on. And ordinarily, you would think that this would be full of rock or metal or electronic or dubstep music that kind of has an aggressive fight and feel. But it's actually very somber classical or choral or Gregorian music that's been compiled together on the one download. 20 songs that's actually kind of somber and fitting to the theme of a zombie apocalypse. And I just wanted to point that article out because every so often, Obvious Zombie and Eve and a few other folks over at Geeks of Doom will draw your attention to, you know, a really cheap deal of some good music over at Amazon.com. They usually have a very good daily or weekly or monthly special on their MP3 downloads. And the good crew here at geeksofdoom.com give you the heads up when they spot something that's pretty cool to check out. So anyway, just wanted to draw your attention to those two articles for this week's edition of the Geeks of Doom Roundup. And Andy, you've got a different story for us this week.
Yeah. I decided to go off the zombie apocalypse, unless you consider George Lucas a zombie, which many people have said that his film career is kind of represents a zombie activity. But George Lucas while he has not officially retired, he has announced his successor at Lucasfilm, which is Kathleen Kennedy, who is, and I'm reading here from Badass's article here on Geeks of Doom, a 7-time Oscar-nominated film producer and longtime collaborator of Lucas and other notable directors, including Steven Spielberg and Martin Scorsese. She's also worked with her husband, Frank Marshall, and they have a film company together themselves, Kennedy Marshall, or Marshall Kennedy. Yeah, no, Kennedy Marshall. And actually, she's stepping down from Kennedy Marshall to co-chair Lucasfilm full-time. George says, it was important that my successor not only be someone with great creative passion and proven leadership abilities, but someone who also loves movies. I care deeply about my employees. As the company grows and expands, I want to be sure the employees of Lucasfilm have a strong captain for the ship. So that's kind of where the idea comes from, that people may think that he's retiring right away. He's kind of leaving the day-to-day business to Kathleen Kennedy, and he's going to be stepping back a little bit. Now, he had mentioned also that he wanted to get into some more smaller personal projects have the opportunity to kind of noodle around a little bit and not necessarily be the Star Wars guy, which I think is a good idea. I don't know. What do you think about this, Greg?
I'm cool with it. whatever George wants to do is fine. You know, he's obviously, you know, worked very hard and lived a very long and successful career, mainly building upon the Star Wars and Indiana Jones phenomenon. But he has had, you know, a very successful career with Lucasfilm, and that in itself branching out into other areas, ILM and Skywalker Sound. He also nursed Pixar in their early days before they were passed over to Steve Jobs.
That's right.
And then eventually moved on into the Disney era. So there's he's had a lot of accomplishments, and you know, whatever he wants to do at this point is I'm cool with that. You know, he's you know, it's time. Maybe it is time for him to get out of the business side of things and you know, take on some indie work, as he's kind of been you know, hinting at. I will say, though, that I really take a lot of what George Lucas says with a giant boulder of salt. He does often say, he has said in recently that he's kind of stepping away from the Star Wars thing, but you need to remember that he was also saying a lot of that kind of stuff during the late 80s and as it turned into the 90s after Return of the Jedi.
Right.
As well, and he kind of made noise about how he was never coming back to Star Wars ever again.
Right, and we got
all of
three
sudden
prequel
in the
1990s,
movies. We get this announcement that he was going back to do the prequels. You know, with
and
the
we've
Clone
also
Wars
heard
ongoing in the Star Wars Underworld TV series.
Yeah.
I can't see him stepping away completely from that. I think he will eventually come back to Star Wars in some form, no matter what he says.
Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah, I think maybe he'll probably, you know, like maybe what he wants to do is just kind of have his hand in a little bit, stay somewhat creative, get involved in a little bit of the creative end of the ongoing Star Wars stuff coming up, like the TV series we were talking about. But I think maybe running the entire company is now going to be more on Kathleen Kennedy's shoulders, which, fine. I mean, I'm actually really looking forward to seeing... We've talked about this on this show before. I'm looking forward to seeing Lucas put his hand in the indie stuff again, because I personally thought that he was at his best when he was doing that early indie stuff like THX 1138 and American Graffiti.
You got to also remember that there's a lot of noise going on as well in the Lucas and Spielberg camps that, you know, there's work continuing on the next Indiana Jones movie as well.
Yeah.
So no matter what he says, he keeps dabbling in this, in the stuff that he's well known for.
As long as he just stays away from the story end of the Indiana Jones thing, I'm fine with that.
Well,
no more Crystal
Skull. We'll see
how
that all pans out. I mean, it's all up in the air, really. But I think... Star Wars has really got its future in TV and novels and comics at the moment. Although, yeah. I will say that the Old Republic video game has been received very positively from a lot of gaming fans.
Have you played that?
So there's still some hope on the gaming side of Star Wars to come as well.
But, have you played that
we'll
game?
See how it goes.
Have you played that game?
No, I refuse to, because if I start playing it a lot, my life will disappear. It's addictive, you know. It's that kind of like a, you know, it's why, you know, some people just cannot play games like World of Warcraft. They love them, but goodbye life.
Yes, yes, yes. I completely understand that would be the case. And again, I have not given over to that as well. I'm reluctant to play any real sort of MMO game, only because it involves an aspect of social gaming that I'm just not comfortable with, frankly. I like solo play, you know, campaign mode. So there you go. Anyway, what's going on this week on Social Blend?
Well, last week, as I mentioned, we were going with the whole zombie apocalypse theme, having a look at the news that's been floating around on the web about that meme relating to the news stories that were around the place tied to the zombie apocalypse. And so we focused on that last week as our main theme. But as well, we talked about some other stories, including the interesting story of Brian Banks, who was exonerated of his crimes last week, when it was revealed that the so-called rape victim had admitted she lied about being raped by Brian Banks, enraged a lot of people when they heard about that. So that was another one of the stories that we talked about last week. The zombie apocalypse stuff will continue this week. We've got a few new stories that have popped up about that, and also the interesting things that have happened on the web since then. Including a few people putting together a zombie apocalypse map on Google Maps. So we'll take a look at that stuff as well. There's a few interesting news bits going around about the upcoming election. We'll be following that as well. As well as some, you know, the run-up to The Dark Knight Rises, the hype is starting to rise, pardon the pun, for... that particular upcoming film, and so we'll be talking a little bit about that as well this week on Social Blend. And what's going on with the drill down?
Well, we didn't have a show last week, but the week before we focused on Facebook's IPO launch, and another one of the things that we had fun with last week was Google's Moog header, their tribute to Robert Moog, or Moog, I should say, is the way you correctly pronounce it. And Google had a working Moog synthesizer on their webpage, which we played around with a bit there. This week coming up, I'm heading over to E3 at the Los Angeles Convention Center to check out the video game coverage there. seeing what's coming up in the world of video games in the next, in the upcoming year. Nintendo just announced unveiled their Wii U gamepad, and there's a 30-minute video online of Nintendo's creative director one of their executives, Satoru Iwata. I don't know his official title, but he goes over in depth about showing off the gamepad and the new functionality of that. So we'll be talking about that for sure on the show. We're also going to be talking about Windows 8 had a release preview, which is like the next step closer to their actual release of Windows 8. So I've been giving that a spin on my on one of my systems here. And I'll be talking.
Best load of fail ever.
A lot of people are not liking it, and I still think Windows has a lot of work to do. So maybe taking some of the feedback that they've been getting from other people, they'll go back to the drawing board a little bit and tweak it and make it a little bit happier. I'm actually happy with Windows about this process of setting it out in the wild and getting a reaction to people, which is different than Apple, where they will just release it and say, you know, we don't care if you like it or not, this is it. And sometimes that works, and in cases like Final Cut Pro X, sometimes it fails miserably. So that's hit or miss. But I kind of like this process of Microsoft letting it free for people to try. We're also going to talking about the All Things D conference that just happened over the last week, and some of that coverage, including conversations with Tim Cook and Aaron Sorkin, and basically that's it. We'll see as the news unfurls throughout the week. We'll be adding more stories to that that queue. But when can we find Social Blend this week?
You can catch Social Blend at social-blend.com on Thursday. We record Wednesday nights, but the post is usually live Thursday morning. Additionally, you can also catch us on the iTunes if you're a subscriber to that. You can also find us on Facebook, and we have our own little subreddit dedicated to submitting these Social Blend episodes there, where you can subscribe to us there as well. Also, you can hear the other podcast that I do with Lee Garnett, otherwise known as Encomet, Disquisition, which is at disquisitionshow.com, and we usually record that Monday nights.
Yeah, I haven't heard the last couple episodes. How's that come along?
It's been pretty good. We were looking. One of the things on the last episode we were looking at was the potential for instant digital communication to become a form of voting for the public, and discussing aspects related to that. But it's a topic that I'd really like to drill down into a little bit further and speculate on a bit more. So I dare say that we'll probably return to it in one of the upcoming episodes.
All right, cool. Well, you can absolutely catch that on the Disquisition podcast.
That's right.
You can just type in Disquisition, right? Because it's a unique word, right? It's not
pretty much. I haven't actually done the Google search test yet, but you can find it at disquisitionshow.com.
All right.
So, and what about the drill down, mate?
The drill down is going to be live here on Geeks of Doom on Wednesday evening around 7 p.m. ish. So as close to 7 as possible. I'll be speeding home from the E3 conference at the LA Convention Center. So it's basically drive time traffic will be the only obstacle in my way.
The determining factor.
The determining factor, yes, as it were. And then if you are not able to catch it live, you can always catch the recorded episode the following Friday on iTunes or just go to geeksofdoom.com and you'll find it there as well. But on iTunes, you just search for the drill down and we're right there. So, yeah, there we go. Is that it for this episode?
That's it. We're done.
All right.
We'll catch you next time, people.
Yes, and please, you know, if you see somebody in the street eating somebody's face, don't go up and say hi. Like,
Headshot. Double tap.
Right.
You know the rules.
Cardio.
We'll catch you next week, people.
Dilly Gaff.